Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes and
Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
Just nod since your mouth's full.
My mouth is full.
Benjamin? No?
I nodded.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah.
So how was everybody?
We're good. How was your Easter, Bobby?
It was better than it started out. I started out sick last week. I mean, a fever, like 3 days back to back. Finally went into walk-in clinic.
I remember that being your excuse, yeah.
Yeah. And then, luckily by Easter, I was better and went up to the folks. How was your Easter?
It's pretty good. I went to a redneck-style wedding, which is interesting. There was hay laid down instead of carpet or whatever, you know, it's all outdoors. But it was hay laid down in the aisle to where you had to step. As soon as you step into it, it would go a foot down before you hit solid ground. It was crazy. But then that was Saturday and Easter. Easter, we hung out with family.
Very nice.
It was good. The kids had a good time.
So back to this wedding, I'm just kind of curious, you know, how the little flower girl throws them little petals. Did they throw, like, sunflower seeds peanuts?
It was fake flowers. They just threw fake flower petals out.
I think it was dip. They had some dip.
Oh.
Yeah, it might have been.
Dip or dip packets?
Dipped the hay. I don't know. But maybe.
Chewed a bag of spit. Hee-haw! Yeah. So, Joel, how was your Easter?
It was good. It was busy. It was a very busy week. Because we were off Friday for Good Friday for a holiday. I don't think I, like, actually was able to stop and rest until Sunday night. That's how busy I was. It was like I started Thursday night. We went and got some plants. And then Friday, and that took some time. And then I was doing something at home. I don't remember. Then Friday, I was going to plant them in the morning, but then it rained. So I had some painting to do. So I painted the bathroom inside. And then it finally stopped raining. I had to run somewhere.
Did your daughter have class, like school that day?
No.
Okay, you guys give her a day off too?
Yeah, she's her day is off for all the time.
Well, she's pretty young, so.
Well, we got the older one that's still in school.
Oh, I guess, okay, that's true.
Because the younger one, we haven't started schooling yet. Oh, just a little bit here and there, but we're looking to start soon.
Got it.
And then Friday it was painting, and then finally cleared up outside. I had to run somewhere and do something. I forget what it was. Man, I'm getting old. So then I was outside planting all the plants. I had to clear out the spot and put the weed blocker down and then all that. Did that. And then Saturday I had to do some more painting. And then our little one had her performance at the fair, her ballet performance. So that took up some time. And then for church, we were doing photos on Sunday morning. So I had to go set up where I was taking photos Saturday night. I was at the church from like 9 to 10:30 setting up everything. And then Sunday I had to get there early for photos, and then we had family come over for Easter. So I was pretty busy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes that's a successful weekend though, when you're exhausted at the end of it.
Yeah.
Especially when it's been productive.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff done, which was nice.
Do we have news today, Bobby?
A little bit, not a whole lot. A lot's been going on. But talking about busy and whatnot, I think I have found the miracle drug.
Okay.
Are you going to be allowed to continue working here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they tweak it, but, so...
Or you tweak on it, one of the two.
Yeah, either way.
So all I did last week was sleep, the whole week. I was either hot, cold, shivering, fever, yada, yada, yada. And, finally, like, day four, they had given me prednisone. You know, one in the morning, one at night. Well, prednisone kept me awake. I didn't realize for a couple of days what was going on, but, you know, I just figured I had slept too much. But by the second day I took that prednisone in the morning, my word, I tell you, I was up, I was hosing out my gutters, I was cleaning the garage out, I was cleaning the spare bedroom out. I had so much energy that I don't have.
Wait a minute. Are these days you're off sick that you're doing this?
I was off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday were my days off.
He's trying to say, for listeners, he's trying to say that the Thursday and Friday he naturally would have had off. He was miraculously kind of...
healed.
Yeah. Miraculously kind of healed.
It was a miracle.
You know, I'm going to forget this joke. I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah, you would like that.
Yes, I would.
So anyway, so you had two good days out of a whole bunch of days of faking sick and prednisone. Don't they, isn't that, what exactly is that drug?
I know it's a steroid, but I don't know. The way they were describing is that it was going to reduce the inflammation of my lungs and something else, but whatever it did, it was, I was impressed, well, except at night when I couldn't sleep, but during the day, normally I'll go home and I'll plop my fat butt on the couch and don't bother me. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do laundry.
Who's going to bother you? You live by yourself. I'm just saying.
And yeah, I was nonstop. I loved it. I have a spare bedroom and office again.
What about your garage?
I made a major dent on that.
Like in your car? Like, can you actually park your car in there?
No. I've got an ATV in my garage right now.
Why do you have an ATV in your garage? You live in a subdivision.
Yes, I'm storing it for somebody.
Who?
One of my roommates.
So let's
former roommates.
You don't have roommates. Let's just say, though, for the record, you've yet to park your car in that garage, right?
No. I was in there at least 3 weeks.
Out of how long? How long have you been living there?
2 months.
Oh.
So.
I know, the jury's still up.
And
yeah.
Listening back to previous episodes, Mr. Joel, I did hear, he's not going to park his car in his garage, only the day of the closing. No. It was 3 weeks after the closing.
But now you can't.
All right, but 10 years from now, let's just see, you know.
Yeah.
If you manage to keep a house that long, let's see.
We will reconvene in 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 years. It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's block, right? Block house?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I was wondering how long it'll stay standing.
Just especially if a large hurricane comes through.
So, go ahead.
What are the news you got?
Do you want to do your intro?
Sure.
Let's do your intro, Bobby.
News or headlines with Bobby.
So, New Haven, Connecticut, obviously in the news. They,
why?
Because the police were there and...
They have police there? I'm just saying. You know what they don't have there?
Please enlighten me.
They don't have sheriff's departments in Connecticut.
Really?
Yep. That's right. It's all zoned out, right?
Yep. They're like constables, but no sheriffs. Those sheriff's offices.
That's what I find different about different states is some of their sheriff's departments do not act like ours here, where like here you've got state police or state troopers, and then sheriff is like the biggest agency.
Well, then municipalities after that.
Yeah.
And like other states, you've got, I can't remember if it's Georgia or further north, that they have sheriffs that only do like court processing papers and stuff like that. So I guess because I've grown up down here for so long that I'm just so used to that, but it's just...
Or they zone them out, like metropolitan zones, or, you know, they have almost that precincts, you know, you almost have that kind of layout. Yeah, it varies greatly depending where you're at. So anyway...
These Podunk counties in North Florida, their police department shuts down at like 5 o'clock, and then state trooper comes in and patrols the area. So,
state takes over. Yeah.
But any rate, back to New Haven, Connecticut, they had a report of some type of armed robbery, and the police were driving down, and a car passed them. That car looks familiar. So the police made a U-turn and started going after the car. Pulls a car over, and it's funny because when they were trying to get the people out of the car, they could see hand movements inside, which, for any cop, that's not a good sign. You don't know what the person's doing.
Sure.
You know, but they got the driver out. They wound up shooting the passenger, and I believe they shot her in the torso, but they did not turn on their body cameras until after the fact, or very close to the after. One did, one did not. Okay, one, why did you shoot? Because they were all complying. And you could see from a street camera, you could the angle it was, you could actually see the person's putting their hands up in the air inside the car. So
they're waving around like they just don't care.
Yeah.
Raising the roof, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not putting your BWC on, what...
For those that don't know what BWC is, that's body-worn camera.
Yeah, that I see what you're saying, though. That can become really incriminating if it wasn't used. If it's it's a mode of accountability, if it's not used from the beginning to the
right.
end.
Right.
Exactly. And
I can see, too, think you're in that situation as a police officer or a law enforcement officer, and you're stressed, you don't know what's going on, and you're trying to do your job. The last thing you're probably thinking about is, oh, I got to activate my camera, my body-worn camera, which, I mean...
What was the report, though? Why did they report having shot this other person?
I don't remember.
That would be what we'd have to look at, you know?
You're absolutely right. There's a 22-year-old woman that was shot. I'm just skimming, so I haven't really... What...
The hard-hitting news with Bobby.
Yeah.
Read
headlines.
Read it as you go. Read it as you go.
Well, and that's what I'm kind of trying to, but it...
So
activists are getting involved, so it's got to be
right.
race.
Oh, of course.
Well, maybe not necessarily, but more than likely, that gives a very clear avenue for activism. But,
All right, let's move on. let's not just do this... story on the fly anymore. Just saying.
So obviously you know the big fire that made news last week.
No, where?
Paris, Notre Dame.
Oh.
Who are they playing?
Yeah. They're on fire, I hear. Yeah, a lot of things were saved though out of that, from what I understand. They were able to save quite a bit of historic memorabilia, but also, and you may be touching on this, and I'll let you do that here just momentarily. But, you know, that place was up for, they had millions ready for renovation on that place. It was already going down.
Well, they were in the middle of renovating.
Yeah.
But the iconic, I want to say steeple.
Yeah.
Was burning and all had fallen in. And you look in the interior of the chapel and you can see a lot of things that were burnt, charred. But I know one person that's not. But do you know one thing that distinctively was recognizable that did not get touched?
Just the statue?
The cross.
Oh, yeah, the cross itself.
That's cool. And there's also, I don't know if you know this other story about that.
That's a replica, though, I believe, of the one in the Vatican.
It's like the Vatican light.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know if that's what they call it, but it's like...
I was speaking about it. Yeah, the cross itself. Yeah.
But, I guess there was a game designer, a video game designer, that was doing work for Assassin's Creed. She spent 2 years just studying that and making renderings of that whole place, and they're actually going to use those to rebuild it.
Which is that's right.
Pretty amazing. That. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they used a new technology too, because they used
drones and something, didn't they?
Well, drones. They had some level of like laser calibration. They would set it in certain rooms, and it would hit as many points as possible, and it would just record the distance to those points. They were able to render it incredibly, though, using game technology.
Yeah,
they were able to store, like you said, they were able to store and then use the use that information to remodel the place. That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That just gives a whole new application to industries that you wouldn't ever put together. I thought that was.
No, absolutely. And I know that everybody has their different beliefs. You know, there's different religions, denominations, whatever you want to call it. But going back to that cross is just so powerful that this building is burning down, yet that's one thing that's saved. I was watching Live PD a couple weeks ago, and...
Your mistake.
Yeah.
They're playing Pokemon Go.
They had... a car was on fire off the interstate, and the whole interior, the dash was melted, this and that was melted... And the lady wanted one item from her car. It was a work cell phone. And the cop had gone into the passenger side, grabbed the cell phone, and put it on top of the roof, and it was completely melted and destroyed. Right next to that cell phone he picked out was a Bible. Brought that out and put it on top of the roof. Not a char on that thing. So, again, like I said... People have different beliefs, but it's just amazing you know, just little things like that, little symbols that, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
very cool. You know what irritates me, though? One time I had my car broken into, and that's what they stole.
Really?
Yeah.
Stole a Bible?
I had my wallet and everything in there. They stole the Bible. I'm like, well, maybe they haven't got to Exodus yet.
Yeah, maybe not. You're right.
But obviously, if they're stealing a Bible, they need it more than me.
I
have plenty of Bibles.
I was actually just going to say that, but...
So...
On a different note, one of our listeners donated some money to us. So I just want to say thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Shane. Oh, right, Anthony.
Anthony. Right. And Shane.
Shane has some catching up to do compared to Anthony, but we're grateful for everything that we've received.
It's that new math.
Yeah. I think he's still got Anthony beat.
Yeah.
But thank you both for your support.
And if anybody else wants to donate, feel free.
Through donate Anchor. On the Anchor app.
You can do it on the Anchor app. Or
GoFundMe.
Our GoFundMe that has, guess how much money?
Zero.
Zero.
Woo-hoo. Zero monies.
That's awesome.
Very good.
I don't even know how many visits we have.
I don't either. Apparently, when was it recently you looked at our stats, and we've had some hits internationally.
Oh, for our podcast,
listens, yeah.
Through Anchor,
right?
Yeah.
So,
I think Anchor grabs all the different sites, because it tells you how many by each,
nice.
platform or service, which is kind of cool.
C'est pour les Français, merci bien.
Si.
Oui.
Anyone have, for our Spanish speakers?
What did you say?
I just said for the French speakers, thank you.
Para. I can't remember. I could.
Para español, gracias.
Yes, for Spanish, thank you. That'll work.
Yeah, it's as good as some English that comes
si.
Over.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Si.
Oui? It's probably something like escuchandos and español, gracias.
You would have to tell me, sir. You would have to tell me.
Yes. I haven't practiced like I need to. It's been a while. There's a lady at my church that she speaks mostly Spanish, and she'll talk to me in Spanish. And sometimes I get that look like, you know, the dog with the head that's normally.
Yeah.
And then she'll, you know, kind of explain a little more. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she shake hand?
No.
She fist bump?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't shake hand or fist bump. She's a nice lady. She had some medical issues that she went through. Had a rough time lately. She's doing good. Yeah. Looking at our stats here. What do you think our number one episode is to date?
Number one episode? Probably number two.
I was going to say five.
Bobby actually got it right.
Bobby, you got it right.
Seriously guess, Stupid man. Scammers. 65 listens. Ooh. Followed by number 11, Slick Smooth Talking Salesman. 63. And then... I see a pattern here. Number six, Silly Soundboard Session, 62. So the first three are all
sibilant, S's. Yeah, sibilant alliteration.
And then number 10, The Retirement Village, Roaches, and I forget what the last part.
Oh, I missed. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah. And then Crazy Crowdfunding Campaigns. Actually, they're tied. 10 and 3 are tied with 61 listens.
Interesting.
So, nice.
But I can't believe we've had... I mean, I'm sure that's just part of an algorithm where they just drop it on somebody. Hey, listen to this. You might like this. What is this? Okay, no, we don't. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure it's something on that level. But
if you stuck around, thank you. Email us. We want to know who you are.
Yeah, please.
Please. forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. And if there is a complaint, who does it go to?
Bobby.
Well, look on the bright side, Bobby. We haven't
There's no complaints.
We haven't got any complaints. And that,
nor any email, but still.
No, and just from a fake pop-off.
Yeah.
And he stopped writing, which is good, because I don't feel like dealing with him anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah, maybe he'll get to work one day.
Well, as the grammar declined, we determined that maybe his account, you know, with Grammarly failed.
So yeah.
Maybe the trial ran out.
Maybe.
Do we have any more news, Bobby, or was that it?
That was pretty much it.
Awesome.
Any more headlines?
Headlines with Bobby.
Any fake news you've stumbled upon? We should do a fake news segment.
There's a lot of fake news, but... Well, what about you? And facts with Ben.
Oh, facts?
It's all about the Benjamins.
Actually, no, I forgot all about that. I didn't come up with a fact this week.
We don't have a bumper for it yet, so...
Yeah, I'll have to create one.
You're going to have to wait.
I'll create one, and then we'll...
Then we'll do it.
Well, yes, I'll instill that program.
I look forward to it.
Right.
It's going to be forthcoming.
It'll be forthcoming.
Just like everything else.
Yes.
It's forthcoming.
Oh, we didn't do that in our intro.
No, we didn't.
Oh, well. We're getting older and more mature.
We could make that our outro.
We could, but I like the llama.
Thank you. Well, that could be part of it too, but thank you all for listening to, you know, and then...
A forthcoming podcast.
And then segment it out.
Yeah, not a bad idea. So, Bobby, you pay attention to NBA playoffs?
I have not, no.
Oh, you're missing out.
I see that the Rays are doing awesome, though.
Yes, the Rays are one of the best teams in baseball right now. They have...
That's not incredibly surprising, though.
Considering their payroll, it kind of is.
Well, yeah. Okay, if you look at it that way, sure.
I mean, just goes to show you can't always buy, you know, wins. I'll just hope it lasts throughout the season.
Speaking of wins, my girl won last night.
Mama?
No.
Your girl. You have a girl?
Yeah. Mayor Jane Castor. Does she Tampa.
Know? Oh. No. Okay.
So I was super excited about that. That's been going, it's been battling for a while.
Who was she running against?
David Straws.
Is he part of the Straws?
Yes. And apparently, I guess he was a former banker or something.
That had to sound odd to someone listening from the outside.
Yeah, the Straws were the...
Is that David Straws of the Straws? Well, yeah. Yes, he is.
The Straws is a venue, I guess.
Performing Arts Center.
Yeah. Straws. And funny enough, my little one's ballet teacher came from there. She was one of the main, like, instructors or whatever, ballet and tap instructors, and she works for the theater up here now, which is a small homegrown. I mean, it's growing, but it's still small. But that's who her instructor is. She does really well with all the kids. Like I was saying earlier, they had that performance at the fair, and they had the different levels, and for as little as they've been doing it, they did really well. And I'm not a big fan of watching, you know, dancing and things, but it wasn't really like your normal dance mom type recital. It was more interesting, I guess.
Yeah, but it was probably different for you. Even though you don't normally watch that, it's more meaningful because it's your daughter.
Well, she was only in two of them. And even the other ones, because a lot of them are, because it's part of a theater company. Mm-hmm. So they do like for musicals and stuff. So it was enjoyable. And there was a couple guys that were really, like the older guys. I guess one guy's gotten a scholarship somewhere, but he was really good. It was fun to watch, so...
But your daughter, she likes doing that.
Oh, yeah. She loves doing it. Even at home, she wants to do her ballet. So we'll turn on YouTube on the TV and let her dance around with it. And she's, you know, pirouette. And it's the funniest
nice.
Thing.
Okay. Well, good. She's into it then.
Yeah. Oh, she loves it.
I've got a friend who's got a daughter. It's a little younger than her, I think, than yours. And she wanted to be in ballet really bad. And they got these contracts worked out with classes and lessons and all that. They threw money down. Pretty much it's promise to pay kind of stuff, you know. Hey, sure, I'll sign up and I'll pay this amount mm-hmm. over this amount of time, and whether they show up or not, that money's gone, right?
Yeah.
So they got all this set up, and then they took her to the first couple of classes and said, so do you like it, sweetheart? Is it something you want to keep doing? She's like, no, you know, I mean, just immediately within a couple of classes, no, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's what's good about this place. We were able to take her and let her try it out first, and she enjoyed it, so.
Well, they were two, yeah, and they might have done that too, but they were two classes in by the time she decided to stop, so.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive.
I think they make her do it anyway.
It's not like one of those crazy places.
Right.
It's like if your kid plays sports, I don't want to do this, and then, you know, three games in.
Right.
So what would you have done, like, 3-4 months in, and now she doesn't want to do it? Would you force her to do it, or would you...
No.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine.
Is it contractual like that?
No, it's not contractual.
Okay, it's paper lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's
it's like per month, so it's not a bad.
Well, okay,
it's
fine.
Really not bad
fine.
At all.
Yeah, per month. Maybe it's something like that too.
Yeah.
But still.
But I know, like, a lot of those other places, they can be very expensive.
Sure.
Especially when you get to, like, recitals and they have to get all those. Mm-hmm. But this place, they already have, like, a lot of the costumes because it is a theater company, so.
Well, yeah, there's
sports.
A...
They want you to dedicate your time. Yeah. They don't want to mess around any more than you don't want to mess around with equipment costs and that kind of stuff. So they say, no, you're contracted out to these prices.
Yeah, and as a former coach, you know, when I coached at the high school and stuff, just some of the kids that were forced to, you know, join the team, you can tell they don't want to be there. They're,
yeah.
Some of them, I mean, they were good, but they didn't want to play. Right. I'm not going to, okay, have fun down, you know, asking for popcorn in the middle of the game. That's
yeah, here's some Play-Doh, kid. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually had a kid do that. In middle of a game, this kid, he comes down because he was, the younger one, so he wasn't playing. He asked me, Coach, can I go to the snack bar? Do you realize there's a game going on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm hungry. No, go sit down. He goes sits down, and then he's digging his lunchbox. Same kid. This is the same kid. We're running laps. I'm having my team run laps for practice. I look over. He's got a bag of popcorn. And he's running laps with his bag. And he was kind of a T-Rex looking kid.
He had little tiny
Yeah,
arms.
So he was running with... Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
He was a different kid. I won't mention his name, but he was...
Yeah, good idea. Especially after all that. Good idea.
Yeah.
I want T-Rex arms.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe he grew into him.
Oh, hopefully. He's got to be in his 20s now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of 20s and getting older and birthdays.
Yep.
Guess whose birthday's coming up?
I can only guess.
I don't know whose.
I don't know whose, Bobby.
Joel's.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's coming up Friday.
Friday.
We're what, 42?
Yep, 42.
How old are you, Bobby?
He's older than that.
35?
You're not 35. Nice try.
I had 20 years to it.
Well.
And you're still the youngest in the room.
Still am.
Oh.
Our ripe 40.
There you go.
Mel's younger than you, right?
Yeah, she's a little less than 2 years younger than me, yeah. How many siblings do you have, Bobby?
Zero.
Oh, right.
But you two make up for it.
Doesn't that explain so much?
It does.
Yeah, it's too bad it came this late, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, though, sibling rivalry has its benefits. It definitely humbles a person.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, there are a handful of people that we work with, even, that you... I mean, if I pointed them out and told you, you would clearly see, okay.
Yeah.
That's part of the issue. It's not like you can do anything about it. I'm just saying. It is helpful to have. So you're lucky you've got us. You should be thankful for it.
Yep.
Practical jokes, week by week and all. You should probably write us a letter.
Practical jokes.
Even though you're preempting me for a stroke?
No, well, we're just preparing you for the worst. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. We're conditioning you to avoid that stroke. As we kind of ease into this stuff.
Yeah, it's like exercise. You build up to it.
Right.
Where
you start out small, the smaller weights, move up.
Or just walk in the gym. I mean, that's the start for some people.
Yeah, for some people. But couch to 5K, sometimes you got to start on the couch.
Yeah. Well, you got to get off the couch eventually.
And then, right. Yeah, you do little baby steps.
Yeah. It's minor baby steps.
Body, yeah.
How's the baby steps coming?
Good.
How's the stroke?
You've left me alone for a day, so.
Well, we've been kind of busy the last couple
just
days.
Today, yeah. Yeah.
I'm working on stuff.
You'll miss it if it ever disappears.
You will. You will not know what to do. You'd be like, oh, I wish those guys were messing with me today.
I'd probably be in peace.
Yeah, but would you truly be in peace? Let's be honest.
I'm going to have to keep looking over my back.
You can look over your back?
Hmm.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Like an owl?
Yeah.
Whoo, whoo. What kind of owl? Like a
screech.
Screech or a barn or?
Yeah.
Okay. Or a night owl.
Yeah.
A night owl.
I used to be a night owl. Not anymore.
Yeah. And we've all worked nights too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not Bobby.
Yeah, he did. Because he was on the fire side when I was working on the other side.
Were you working nights?
Yeah. He was the supervisor.
And I was on the ambulance at night.
Oh, okay. What about the funeral home?
No. That comes up almost every...
Did you do night mowing?
No. Oh. And the bodies that I picked up were during the day.
Oh.
Well, that was your side business, right? Anyway, on that note, we should just probably...
Yeah, we'll end it there. Any parting words, Bobby?
It's good to be back. Thanks to all of our listeners again.
Let's try to be more consistent recording. We were doing good there for a while. Now we're... It's like...
Yeah, that's a very donkey way of putting it. But yeah, it's accurate, though. And let's do that. Let's try to get one of these most weeks.
Yeah. I mean, if we take a break 1 month, not a big deal, but...
We'll call it a resolution. Just a resolution for now. Yeah.
Well, resolutions are made to be broken, so let's stay positive.
All right, Bobby.
So how many hours are you going to work this week, Bobby?
I am approaching my 40.
Mm-hmm. When will you hit your 40?
Tomorrow evening.
Mm. You don't have any appointments planned or anything, do you?
Do you plan on stressing me out tomorrow?
Depends on how I feel when I wake up. Both Ben and I are in the office tomorrow, so...
Then it depends on if I have appointments or not.
Oh, that's how it works, huh? You got to go talk to your shrink?
Yes.
Okay. I think you could do better talking to us. We're going to give you better advice anyway.
Oh, yeah. More honest advice.
And not charge you for it.
Not $350 an hour.
No.
Just our normal fee.
Yeah.
Lunch money, you know.
Oh, that's good. I mean, because he only charges $325 an hour, but...
Hey, we have expensive lunch. Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
All right. Any parting words other than that, Bobby?
I'm good.
Awesome.
Can't wait to see you next week.
Or listen to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Friday?
Friday, it is. Yep. Another year older. Another year dumber. Just saying.
We're all in the same boat.
Ben, parting words?
Just remember to take the little things in life into account. Small joys can be good joys.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff.
Indeed.
So, all right. Well, we thank you again for listening. You know where to find us, obviously, if you're listening to us, and we appreciate it. Don't be bashful. You can always email us, forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. You can look at our Twitter. We don't post anything in a while. Facebook, right? Do we have that? Every time I always forget. We don't have Instagram because what are we going to take pictures of? A microphone? I mean, just saying.
You don't want pictures of us. We'll make that clear now.
Like I always say, I like to be the one behind the camera.
It's a good place to be.
More where I enjoy being behind the camera, doing editing and all that fun stuff. I don't care to be in front. I'm not an attention hog. I know you might find that surprising, Bobby. I don't know why, but anyways, complaints are always attention.
Bobby,
don't make that face. You haven't got any complaints yet. Don't make that face.
Yeah, if you guys can source some complaints, I think we need to prove that Bobby does something around here. So,
thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.